Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you can get when you include an ad from Podgo. I recently joined as a member and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. Make sure you add "Am I on the air?" in the "How did you hear about Podgo?" section of the application. That's podgo.co at podgo.co.
Hi, am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
John, I got you.
John, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transform to DX Don Mega. And off scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? I'm your humble host, Don Mega, and I welcome you, my friends, to the show. Am I on the Air, baby? We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Tucson, Arizona, on this Monday, October the 12th. That's right, we are here, regular bat time, regular bat channel. It's season 21, it's episode 6, and tonight's show is titled Boner Donor. All right, so thank you. I really do appreciate you guys joining the show here tonight and joining me in this weekly session of getting you caught up with the latest and the greatest in entertainment news. Everything that's going down in the world of television, movies, trailers, the whole nine, you come right here to Am I on the Air. And I thank you. There's a lot of podcasts out there, and I truly, truly thank you for giving the time to this one. Okay? So, if I could ask you for a little bit more of your time, I'm going to take this time to do that right now. I am very happy to announce that last week I launched a spinoff podcast of Am I on the Air? And no, it's not Am I Still on the Air? So this is technically our second spinoff of the main show. As you know, we have this show right here, Am I on the Air? You're our regular entertainment, breaking news, everything going on in the world right here. That's what this show is every single week, bringing you all the latest headlines. Every once in a while, we do the Am I Still on the Air, which is, you know, the first spinoff that we've been doing for years, which is usually like spoiler reviews, roundtable discussions where I bring on guests and we break down certain subjects. This new podcast is very unique. It's its own thing and it's very short form. It's called Am I on the Air? Quick Bites. And I really want to take a moment to plug this and let you guys know about it, because some of you might have missed the launch of it last week when I brought it out and made its debut. So Am I on the Air Quick Bites is a spinoff version of this podcast where basically when there's breaking news or when there's something really cool to dive in and talk about and I don't want to wait a week to do it here on this show, we do a Quick Bite episode. It's a way for me to be able to talk to you guys about breaking news, about things that are happening on the fly. You know, I only do this show once a week, and sometimes by the time Monday rolls around and I'm doing the podcast, it's not as fresh news anymore, right? It's kind of worn off maybe some of its luster, and I wanted a way to try to capitalize on the freshness of it, but also not drag it out into some crazy long other podcast for you guys to listen to. It's called Quick Bites for a reason, because my goal is to have the episode be 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes max. That's it. It's short form. It's a way to just get in, talk about the news, and get out. It's a quick bite. That's the whole point of it. So last week we launched the new podcast, and the first episode is up, and it's talking about Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3. So this was big breaking news, Benedict Cumberbatch joining Spider-Man 3. What does it mean for the multiverse, right? We talked about Electro being in the movie, WandaVision maybe being involved, right? There's a lot to kind of dissect and break down. So that was the first episode of Am I on the Air Quick Bites. So as of right now, that is the only episode available. I would hope to have one or two more out later this week as we kind of get through the week's worth of news as things drop. Whatever is something big I want to jump on, you'll see a new episode of Quick Bites pop up. Now, I do want to stress that this is a separate podcast, so it is not available on our normal podcast feeds. If you subscribe to Am I on the Air on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of the normal stuff, you will only get the Am I on the Air episodes. If you want to check out Quick Bites, there's a couple different ways to get to it. So it is its own podcast feed. So there's, of course, if you go to our webpage, which is amiontheair.com, on the very top right-hand corner, you'll see all our social tabs, and there is a tab that will take you to our Quick Bites page. It is as of right now, it's also available on Spotify. It's available on Google Podcasts. It's also available on a couple other little ones like Breaker and Pocket Cast and Radio Public. So it's available on those right now. It is coming to Apple Podcasts and some other platforms. It's just in the process. Since it's so new, it's still kind of pending its directories there. But it's available on that. And, of course, it's available already on our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. So if you just want to find it real quick, go to reddragonsradio.com and you'll be able to find it right there. There'll be a tab. This is Am I on the Air Quick Bites. Check it. The player will be there and listen to the episode. So thank you for hearing me out about this. It's a fun little side venture to try out something new and unique. So just make sure you subscribe to it because, like I said, you won't find it any other way because it is its own podcast feed. I wanted to make it its own podcast feed because I didn't want it to interfere and get in the way of the regular Am I on the Air podcast. If I post a new Am I on the Air show, I don't want a quick bite that comes out maybe a day or two later to take over and almost make people feel like, oh, that's just the latest episode and all you heard was this 10 little 15 minute thing. So it is separate. So I just want you to understand why it is that way. I know it's a little bit more complicated. I know you got to subscribe to something else. But please holler at your boy, subscribe to it. I hope you enjoy it. Please provide me some feedback. And if there's anything that you want to hear me do a quick bite on, hit me up, man. Send me a message on Twitter or Facebook and let me know. And I would love to do a quick bite for something that you guys propose. So check it out. Am I on the Air Quick Bites, reddragonsradio.com. Go to amiontheair.com, click on the tab, and you'll get to it. And once again, available on Spotify, Google Podcast, and a lot more coming up soon. So there you go. Thank you for allowing me to do that little plug there. Okay, so as always, we break down reviews first, non-spoiler, so don't worry. And this week, again, there was nothing in the theater, so did not make it to the movie theater. I hope to be back at the theater this weekend. Liam Neeson's new movie, Honest Thief, aka Taken 4, comes out in theaters, and I hope to see that this weekend. So we'll have that review, hopefully getting back into the theatrical experience this weekend. But I do have a couple other ones that were straight VOD and streaming that we'll get into right now. Up first is the brand new Adam Sandler Netflix comedy, Hubie Halloween. That's right. I knew nothing about this movie till about a month ago. And then the first trailer dropped. And I was like, damn, this movie kind of came out of nowhere. So This is, of course, a Happy Madison production. This is Adam Sandler with all the regular people that you know and love when it comes to Adam Sandler movies, right? Kevin James is in this thing. Julie Bowen coming back. I haven't seen her in an Adam Sandler film since Happy Gilmore. Ray Liotta's in here. Of course, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider, Maya Rudolph, Tim Meadows. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. There's so many of the normal Adam Sandler players here. But basically, the premise is this. He plays a character named Yubi Dubois. So, Yubi Dubois, who despite his devotion to his hometown of Salem, Massachusetts, and its legendary Halloween celebration, he's a figure of mockery for kids and adults alike. But this year, something really is going bump in the night, and it's up to Yubi to save Halloween. Okay. So, my daughter just started getting into Adam Sandler. I showed her parts, not the whole movie, but parts of Billy Madison, and she loved it. And then we watched little bits and pieces of some other movies that he's done. And then about a week ago, we watched Pixels. She loves video games, and she was really intrigued by Pixels. So we watched that. She really, really dug that. So when this movie was coming out and she saw it was him, she was like, oh, can I watch it? I said, sure, I think it'll be all right. And it was all right for the most part. She really, really liked it. She really, really did. For me, I'm on the fence as always. When it comes to these type of movies, I know what I'm getting when it's an Adam Sandler Netflix film. I don't feel tries very hard when it comes to the Netflix films. I'm a massive Adam Sandler fan. I'm a massive fan of his. I have all his movies on Vudu, and I you know, have a great collection of his, and I love him, man. Some classics in there. But ever since he went to Netflix, they've been not so hot. And this movie here was okay, and the cameos made it a lot funner because there was a lot of cool cameos in it, and it made me smile, it made me laugh. But overall, it's just okay. It's a good one-time watch if you're bored. I don't know if I'll sit down and go through UB Halloween again. And one of the main things I gotta say about it is the fact that he feels the need to do a dumbass voice. There's really no need for it, to be honest. I mean, why? You know, he's been doing voices for so long, right? Waterboy, Little Nicky, Sandy Wexler. I mean, he does all these dumbass voices, and it doesn't make any sense because I feel like he could be a weirdo little character without doing the over-the-top voice. And Yubi has a dumb over-the-top voice that I was over very, very quickly in this movie. It just takes all sense of realism out because no one talks like this. They really don't. So, you know, it is what it is. I guess you come accustomed to it. I've actually seen more positive than negative when it comes to social media in this movie. So I'm glad for that, at least. But I think if you know what you're going into, I think you'll be okay with it. So, for me, I would give Yubi Halloween 2 out of 5 stars. It was just okay. But, you know, some good laughs, some good chuckles, and some definitely some cool cameos for sure. So, there you go. That's a big one. That's on Netflix right now, streaming. And then the next one, going back to streaming as well, is the new movie The Lie. The Lie is an Amazon original movie that's in partnership with Blumhouse. And this one here stars Joey King. Peter Sarsgaard is in this. Morel Enos is in this. So here's the thing. This movie here, I watched the trailer and I thought it looked okay. So since it was new this past weekend, decided to check it out. So let me tell you what it's about first, right? A father and a daughter are on their way to a dance camp when they spot the girl's best friend on the side of the road. When they stop to offer the friend a ride, their good intentions soon result in terrible consequences. Okay, so if you've seen the trailer, basically something happens to her friend, and do we cover it up? Does she go to jail? What's going to happen, right? There's a lie, hence the name of the movie. This movie is not so good. It was just okay. you could see everything coming a mile away. Some stuff just didn't make sense. None of the characters are likable in this movie. You don't like Joey King, so you don't feel bad for her. Peter Sarsgaard is stupid in this thing, so you don't feel sorry for him. Morel Enos, who plays the mom, she is not that likable in this as well. Yeah. It's disappointing. Literally all the way around, it's disappointing. It was only an hour and a half, and I was just kind of like, meh, by the end of this. So definitely a letdown when it comes to this new venture between Blumhouse and Amazon. They did release another movie as well called Black Box, I believe. And I do want to check that one out. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I think they're releasing one or two new movies every weekend in this new partnership for the month of October. But The Lie was not a good start to this thing, so I would give it 2 out of 5 as well. It was just okay. It's not horrible, but it's not very good at the same side. So The Lie on Amazon. The next movie I saw was a premium VOD film called Death of Me. Death of Me stars my future ex-wife Maggie Q, who I absolutely love and adore. Ever since watching her in Nikita, I've just always loved Maggie Q, and I love to check out anything that she's in. So this movie stars her along with the Hemsworth brother that no one knows, Luke. That's right, not Chris, not Liam, but Luke. So there you go. So that's a part of it. So a couple on a holiday on a remote South Pacific island awaken one morning with a hangover and no recollection of what transpired. When playing back a video of the previous night, they see that they participated in a local ritual that somehow ends with him murdering her. Okay, so there you go. So I watched the trailer to this movie a couple months ago, and I thought it actually looked really, really good. So when it came out on VOD, I was stoked to check it out and say, all right, cool, new horror movie. I love horror movies. Let's do this. Yeah, another one. Not so good. Just nothing really scary. It played out boring. I was struggling to stay awake while watching this movie. I did watch it very late, but man, it was hard to keep my attention on this thing. And at the end of the day, another horror letdown. It was just okay. 2 out of 5 stars again. It's weird when these weekends kind of come up and it's like everything you see is like very low or very high. But yeah, Death of Me was a letdown other than getting to see Maggie Q for 90 minutes. Unfortunately, it wasn't what I had hoped it to be. So yeah, there you go. 2 out of 5 on that. And so those are my 3 movies. UB Halloween, The Lie, and Death of Me. All 2 out of 5 stars. Then we got a couple TV shows. So a couple new shows. Up first is Connecting. Connecting is a new NBC sitcom that takes place, obviously, in the world of the pandemic. The first episode takes place at the very end of March, after the world pretty much goes on quarantine and lockdown. So it's a group of friends basically on Zoom trying to stay connected and trying to keep their friendships going in this new world that's kind of crumbling around them. So it was okay. I will give it a couple more episodes to see where it goes. I think a premise like this is cool because it gave them something to do during the quarantine. But I feel like it's not going to hold up. It's going to wear very thin very quickly. The big shout out I'd like to say is that one of the main characters who plays Ben is actually Preacher Lawson. And if you watch America's Got Talent, Preacher Lawson was a stand-up comedian that went very, very far in America's Got Talent. He was awesome. The judges loved him. They said he had great charisma and that they could see him on a sitcom. They could see him doing big things. And I was like a couple minutes into the show and I'm thinking like, man, I've seen this guy before somewhere. And yes, it was Preacher Lawson. So congratulations to him. I love that he got a show this quickly. It's pretty badass. So overall, the show's charming. It's just, you know, it's a quick little kind of 20-minute watch. Will it hold up with it just being like a Zoom show every week? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But that's Connecting. It's available, like I said, on NBC, and it streams on Peacock and Hulu the next day. And the next new show I got into is Woke, which is a Hulu original show starring Lamorne Morris from New Girl. I love this dude. He's hilarious. So I really wanted to check it out just because of him. And basically the story of Woke is when an up-and-coming cartoonist, Keith Knight, which is what who Lamorne plays, has a traumatic run-in with the police, he begins to see the world in an entirely new way. I only watched the first episode of this, and it was just okay. I feel like it might get better. I'm down to continue watching it. It had some pretty good laughs. It is a Hulu original, which I know they usually do pretty good shows. So we'll see. We'll see where Woke goes. I mean, I know I'm a little behind on this one. The show started at the beginning of September. So it's been out for about a month so far. So I'm a little behind, but I dig it so far. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. And I'll continue to check this one out. So that is Woke. And a couple quick notes. The Boys Season 2 ended this past Friday. It was fantastic. A hell of a season finale. And I cannot wait for Season 3. The Boys is the best show on television right now, hands down. You need to watch it. If you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for? All episodes are out now. Binge Season 2 quickly. It's fantastic. I've watched 3 more episodes of Utopia. I actually only have 3 more episodes left. There's 8 episodes total. I've watched 5. This show is crazy. Batshit crazy. It's on Amazon Prime. If you're not watching Utopia, get on it. It's pretty crazy. And I also finished Ratched. That's right, Nurse Ratched over on Netflix. It was just okay. It was 8 episodes. It had some really good episodes. It had some not so good episodes. And at the end of the day, I just felt like the show was kind of eh. It wasn't what I thought it would be. The trailer painted it to be a completely different show that I don't feel like I got. Everybody said, oh, it's going to be like American Horror Story, and it really wasn't. I don't know. It was okay, and I'll watch Season 2. I liked it enough to come back next season, but I did not love it as much as I hoped it that I would. So just quick thoughts on Ratched, The Boys, and Utopia. And there you go. So 3 movies once again. UB Halloween, The Lie, and Death of Me, all 2 out of 5 stars. New shows, Connecting over on NBC and Hulu, and Woke, which is a Hulu exclusive. And definitely check out The Boys Season 2, Ratched on Netflix, and Utopia over on Prime. So there's your reviews of the week, and we're going to get to the news now. But before we do, the news this week is sponsored by restaurant.com. That's right, today's news is brought to you by restaurant.com. With restaurant.com, you can save at thousands of restaurants across the country with just a few clicks. Their dining deals range from $5 all the way up to $100, and they never expire and cost you just a fraction of the face value. Dinner has never been easier at restaurant.com, so use it for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Restaurant.com is offering our listeners 50% off their next purchase by simply going to www.restaurant.com/podcast. That's www.restaurant.com/podcast for 50% off your next purchase. Restaurant.com, the best deal every meal. Alrighty, so thank you, restaurant.com, for sponsoring the news this week, and let's do this. Okay, and I hate to start off the news with something sad. I always do, but sometimes it's harder to get to those things later in the show, so we just try to knock it out in the beginning. And I gotta say, I was heartbroken a couple of days ago to find out that the legendary Eddie Van Halen passed away at the age of 65 from cancer. I love Van Halen. I grew up in the 80s. You know, so I was around for David Lee Roth, I was around for Sammy Hagar, and I was even around for Gary Cherone, and then back to David Lee Roth. I love Van Halen. I've loved everything they put out. I have a greatest hits playlist on my Spotify. Van Halen's been just one of those rock bands that's always a great go-to. And you know, yes, we haven't seen much from them in the last couple of years. He's been battling cancer. And he lost that battle at just the low, low age of 65, which is just so sad. We have lost probably the greatest guitar player ever, this past week, and we definitely mourn for you, and we mourn for your son, Wolfgang, who broke my heart when he tweeted that he didn't think he would ever get over this loss, and man, my heart broke for him. Valerie Bertinelli, his ex-wife, I mean, his family, his friends, his bandmates, I mean, Eddie, you will be so missed. We love you, my friend, and you are definitely in our thoughts for sure. Okay, so let's try to segue around the morning to get to something, to some other stuff. The brand new trailer for the 355 dropped, which is about five rival agents and uniting, becoming one team as they fight the greater issue there. So we got Jessica Chastain, Bing Bing Phan, Diane Kruger, Penelope Cruz, Lupita Nyong'o. This cast is fantastic. You also got the Winter Soldier in here, Sebastian Stan, Edgar Ramirez. So, I mean, this is a great, great cast. I mean, what can you say? I've heard a lot of stuff about the 355, and this trailer looks fantastic. So get ready for it. As of this point, it comes out in January. We'll see if it sticks to that, but that's the word right now. Okay, we also have the new trailer for the new Tom Hanks drama that comes this Christmas called News of the World. So you can check out that trailer for the long in development drama that they've been trying to get out for a while now. In this week's edition of Movies Delayed for No Reason, Universal Pictures has delayed the release of Jurassic World Dominion by a full year. That's right, the movie was supposed to come out July of this year, well, July of next year, 2021. It'll now come out in 2022. So again, but you know, I'm trying not to let it affect me at this point, but man, this shit's stupid. Okay, HBO Max launches a season 2 of the tween action adventure series Detention Adventure. So get ready for that. Also in development over at HBO Max is Batwheels. That's right, Batwheels, which is a Batmobile animated preschool series, which will be coming once again to HBO Max. We have the trailer for Grand Army, which is about 5 students, 5 stories, and 1 fight for their future. So there you go. That is a coming-of-age drama that'll be hitting Netflix. Are you ready? Because it's time to reboot Resident Evil. That's right. We are getting our Resident Evil reboot. And this time, it's going to be more like the video games. So that's what I know a lot of people are going to be stoked about. Because those Mila Jovovich movies were not about the video game, really, outside of the Umbrella Corporation. So we are finally finding out. We're going to get the upcoming reboot of Resident Evil, and Johannes Roberts, who directed 47 Meters Down, has begun building his ensemble cast, including Kea Scodelario, who is from The Maze Runner, Robbie Amell, who I love, and he was, of course, in Upload over on Prime, which is fantastic, and Hannah John Kamen, who played played Ghost in Ant-Man and the Wasp. She is signed on as well. The film is set to be an official origin story to Capcom's long-running survival horror video game franchise, and will be set on the infamous night in Raccoon City in 1998 when the Umbrella Corporation unleashed hell upon the world, and it was up to a select group of people to stop them. Robert said in a statement, "With this movie, I really wanted to go back to the original first two games and recreate the terrifying, visceral experience that I had when I played the game, at the same time telling a grounded human story about a small dying American town that feels both relatable and relevant to today's audiences." So, Scodelario has been cast as Claire Redfield, while John Kamen is set to play Jill Valentine, and Robbie Amell will be playing Chris Redfield, all of whom will star alongside the Umbrella Academy's Tom Hopper as Albert Wesker, as Zombieland Double Tap's Avon Jogia as Leon S. Kennedy, and Yellowstone's Neil McDonough as William Birkin. So there you go, man. It is coming together rather nicely. I think the cast is great. I'm actually excited. I didn't think I would be for a Resident Evil reboot, but I like what they're doing. I like where they're going, and let's do it. We have the first trailer for Joe Manganiello's new film, Arch Enemy, which actually looks really, really good. I'm down to check this one out when it hits. Let's see here. Chloe Grace Moretz is set to star in a new film from the Westworld creators, a new sci-fi series called The Peripheral. So there you go there. It actually looks like it's going to come to Amazon Prime. Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You has a new teaser trailer that has dropped for his new upcoming Apple TV Plus documentary. We have a new teaser trailer for the new Selena TV series that is going to be debuting on Netflix in December. Andy Samberg, Craig Robinson, and Common are set to lead a new superhero film. That is correct. I love it. This cast is great. Anytime you get Craig Robinson and Andy Samberg in something together, it's gold. So just get ready for something like this. I think it's going to be fantastic. The Witcher Season 2, we have the official synopsis and some new photos that you can check out. I know a lot of people looking really, really forward to this. Sony Pictures has announced some new release dates for some of their movies. And actually, we got some good news at something moving up, which, speaking of Mila Jovovich, is her Monster Hunter movie. That's right. So Sony Pictures has shuffled a few of its upcoming releases, namely Monster Hunter and Escape Room 2. Monster Hunter was originally set to open on April 23rd, 2021, but will now open December 30th, 2020. The release date vacated by Escape Room 2, which has now been bumped to an undetermined future date in 2021. Also added to the calendar is Evan Morgan's The Kid Detective, which will release on October 16th. So there you go. Monster Hunter, a lot of people looking forward to that one. Another one based on a video game. Good to see something actually move up when everything else is moving back. John Cena was interviewed about joining Fast and Furious 9, and he says that the fans of the series, especially long-term fans that have been on this ride from the first film, are going to be very excited because this new film answers a lot of franchise questions. So he says, just wait till you see it, which I love. As a long-term fan of Fast and Furious and all the movies, I'm excited as something that's going to answer things for me as we go along. Kelly Marie Tran is set to become the lead in a new TV series based on the Passenger List podcast. AMC and Cinemark say that they vow to stay open even though Cineworld and Regal are shutting down. They're saying they will stay open. They don't want to shut their doors. So I say thank you because I go to AMC all the time. Thank you. Do not shut them doors up. Law & Order SVU has upped Damore Barnes to a series regular for season 22. Tamron Hall has been renewed for season 3, and she's just a couple weeks into her sophomore run, and it's already been renewed for season 3, so congratulations to her. Elizabeth Moss is set to play former Congresswoman Katie Hill in a new Blumhouse adaptation of She Will Rise. Paula Bell boards Tina Fey's Peacock comedy Girls 5 Eva. I still don't even know if I'm saying that right. The way it's I want to see Tina Fey actually say the name of this damn show because the way it's written kills me every time. A Supermodels documentary series lands over at Apple. Sandra Oh is set to lead Sam Raimi's upcoming produced horror film Uma, so that's a good addition there. Super Nintendo World is going to be opening at Universal Studios Japan in spring of 2021. Netflix has set a December premiere date for David Fincher's Mank. Kiki Layne and Gemma Chan have joined Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling. So great additional casting there. I love Gemma Chan. Colin Trevorrow also announced the production has halted on Jurassic World Dominion. So this came after the fact that they had already delayed the movie a year. Now they're saying they're halting production once again. The New Mutants is finally hitting Blu-ray and DVD after sitting in the theaters for a couple months. It will hit on November 17th. Mel Gibson stars in a new trailer as he plays a deadly Santa Claus in Fat Man. That is correct. I watched the trailer. It looks batshit crazy. Mel Gibson is Santa Claus, but he's like an assassin. And Walton Goggins is like trying to kill him because he's another assassin that's trying to take out the Fat Man. You got to watch this. You got to see it to believe it because you will not believe me that this thing even exists. This sounds like a made-up thing I did to trick y'all, but I swear to God, there's a movie called Fat Man with Mel Gibson as a deadly Santa, and you got to check it out. I'm very intrigued, by the way. We have your first look photos at The Prom, which is Ryan Murphy's new upcoming Netflix musical comedy. Allison Williams is reuniting with Blumhouse for the new doll horror picture called Megan, so get ready for that. High School Musical, the musical holiday special coming to Disney Plus in December. MGM has set The Addams Family 2 for Halloween 2021. That's right. So coming on back. I did not like The Addams Family animated movie that came out earlier in the year, but my daughter loved it. So I guess I'll be back to see the second one. Lumberjanes, that's right. HBO Max sets a new animated series from the She-Ra creator. It's going to be called Lumberjanes. James Cameron confirms that Alita re-release is still on. That's correct. It will be coming back to the big screen on October 30th. I am so down to go back to the theater and watch Alita again. It was one of my top 10 movies of last year. It was a pleasant surprise. I absolutely loved Alita, and man, I would love to see it on the big screen again. Hopefully it's an IMAX, because that is the way to see this damn movie. So very happy to see the re-release of Alita, and I hope it gains enough attention to finally get that sequel announcement. We have the trailer for Black Bear, which stars Aubrey Plaza. It's a new comedy thriller that she's in, so get ready for that. We have the trailer for Chick Fight. That's right, Malin Ackerman battles Bella Thorne in a female fight club. This thing sounds stupid, and it looks kind of stupid, but it actually looked kind of funny, so I'm down to check out Chick Fight for sure. So this movie kind of came out of nowhere, but hey man, an upcoming action comedy, I'm ready for it. Let's do it. Alec Baldwin's in this thing too. We have some more first look season 2 photos of The Witcher, so check that out. Netflix has ordered a new Godzilla anime series, that's right, so that'll be coming soon. Aaron Sorkin says he would love to write a sequel to The Social Network. Give it to me, man. I love The Social Network. Let's do another one. Why not? The Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit trilogy are coming to 4K on December 1st, so I know a lot of people looking forward to that. Monica Barbaro is joining Arnold Schwarzenegger for a new Skydance TV series. That's right, it's the global spy adventure series that he's starring in. And yeah, great addition here. Monica, I've seen her in a couple comedies. She's really funny. She's a great actress, and she's super hot. So let's add it. Great addition right there. Shazam 2, the shooting schedule is going to be unchanged despite the new 2023 release date. They're not pushing back the shooting. That's just the release date it landed on, but they're still moving forward with the normal original schedule that they had. All Rise over on CBS has cast Glee vet as Lola's clerk and has added Grand Hotel alum for season 2. That's right. Samantha Marie Ware and Shalim Ortiz will have reoccurring roles in season 2. The Unicorn season 2 has just added Natalie Z to return for season 2. Great addition here. She is awesome. I love her. She was in a couple episodes on season 1. Glad to hear she's coming back for season 2. The Outpost has been renewed for season 4 over at the CW ahead of its season 3 premiere date, so congratulations there. Edgar Ramirez has signed on to star opposite Jessica Chastain in the book adaptation Losing Clementine. Riverdale and Batwoman have both resumed production after the COVID-19 testing backlog that they were dealing with. Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy. Remember that new trailer dropped last week, and it is doing great online. A lot of people watching this trailer, a lot of interest in this movie that they're claiming still comes out in December. So I'm hoping that interest will keep its release date. We need it. I want it. Please. Okay. Jurassic World Dominion officially, like we already said, it was bumped a year. It officially drops June 10th, 2022. Now, another movie that we thought was either going to get bumped back or maybe even moved to streaming got moved to streaming. That's right. Pixar and Disney, their upcoming movie Soul, which was supposed to come out November 20th, has been set to come out on Disney Plus. It will move to Disney Plus exclusively and will be out by Christmas. So, great addition there for their streaming service. They're really starting to push Disney Plus to that next level, and this is a great addition here. Since they're not going to release it in theaters, let's put it straight to streaming. So good job, Disney. I love it. Amazon unveils the teaser trailer for Robert Kirkman's Invincible, the new upcoming animated series. I really dug the trailer. I thought it was fun, looks great, and it's graphic, and I love it. So hails to the yeah. Okay, Netflix has unveiled that the second volume of Unsolved Mysteries is coming. They released the first trailer, and the second half of the season will be out by the end of October. So looking forward to that. I binged through the first volume really, really quickly, so glad to see the rest. Reed Morano and Charlie Kaufman have been tapped to adapt The Memory Police. So there you go there. Wolfwalkers, we have the first trailer for that, which is Apple's new fantasy animated film, so check that out. The West Wing special trailer has dropped, and it debuts ahead of its HBO Max premiere date. So yes, the West Wing special has its first trailer. You can check it out right now. Bless the Heart Season 2 has landed Jon Hamm for a guest role. And here's where we get into the big news that I already talked about on my Am I on the Air Quick Bites, and that is that Benedict Cumberbatch, his Doctor Strange, is officially joining Spider-Man 3. That's correct. We already know that Jamie Foxx is reprising his role as Electro from The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then now we know that Doctor Strange is going to be in the new Tom Holland Spider-Man 3. We're hearing that he will be playing the mentor slash kind of father figure to Peter. You know, we had Robert Downey Jr. doing that as Iron Man before, even Nick Fury to a kind of extent in Far From Home, and now Benedict Cumberbatch will take on that role. It makes sense. You know, his sanctum is in New York, so why not? He's the closest to Peter, I think, in everyday life. But what I found so interesting about this and why I chose it to be that first kind of topic for my Am I on the Air Quick Bite episode is just the fact that I feel that bringing Doctor Strange in really opens that fact to the multiverse, right? Doctor Strange's next movie is The Multiverse of Madness, so we're going to get a multiverse. We feel like the way they're lining it up is something to do with Scarlet Witch, that she is opening that portal somehow, maybe even accidentally, to the multiverse, and things start happening, right? Like, Electro comes in, and, you know, he dealt with a different Spider-Man, a different Peter Parker in another universe, and now he's here, and he messes with this Spider-Man. There are a ton of rumors out there that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in negotiations. I even saw one report that my boy Jose sent to me that, once again, it has not been confirmed. The website that this was on, I'm kind of weary on. But I will say, they said, supposedly, they have a source that works for Sony, and they have confirmed that negotiations have started and might even be finalized at this point to bring on Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to reprise their Spider-Man role. And we are officially in this movie going to go into our own live-action Spider-Verse, right? We're going to have different Spider-Man, different villains from the different movies coming across, all having to work together to fight the bigger threat. So who knows, man? Who knows what will officially turn out to be? But what I can tell you 100% for sure is that Benedict Cumberbatch reprising his role as Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3 first before he starts moving in to his own sequel, which is The Multiverse of Madness. So I love this. I love this casting. I love this crossover. Give me more. I'm super happy about it. Let's do it. Okay, and if you want to hear more, check out the Am I on the Air Quick Bites episode. I go into great detail about this situation. Cary Fukunaga is eyeing a first look deal with Apple and directing Masters of the Air for them. So congratulations there, great director. Star Trek Prodigy is bringing back Kate Mulgrew, who is returning as Captain Janeway. That's right. This is an animated series that's going to be on Nickelodeon, but she is very happy to come back and reprise her role. Dickinson gets an early season 3 renewal ahead of its January return, so congratulations there. We have Johnny Depp in the new trailer for Minamata, which he leads the new Eugene Smith biopic. So there you go there. Looks great. You know, very unique there for Johnny Depp. Let's see here. Sylvester Stallone's Rambo is a DLC character in Mortal Kombat 11, so you can check that out. Looks pretty interesting. Once again, we have a show that was renewed. And yes, a network has decided we're going to go ahead and reverse that. And that is the Kirsten Dunst led dark comedy over on Showtime, On Becoming a God in Central Florida. This was renewed for season two. I was excited about it. I watched season one when it was out, and I loved it. And I was very excited for season two. But because of the pandemic, once again, and scheduling conflicts, Showtime is saying they have to cancel it. This just makes me so mad, man. Again, why does it have to be canceled? People will understand if it doesn't come out within the year. It doesn't mean we don't want it anymore. It's the same thing with GLOW. You know, there's so many fans and petitions out there right now that are saying, bring it back. Give us a movie. You know, give us the season, even if it takes another year. We don't care. Just don't take our show away from us. I'm getting really tired. I feel every week now I'm coming to you guys telling you about a show or a movie that was greenlit or renewed for another season, and then the studios are backtracking now, saying we can't do it, and they're blaming COVID, and it's stupid because they can do it. There's plenty of shit filming right now. They can make it happen, and even if it has to be delayed a little bit, that's fine. Let's make it happen. So, very sorry to hear that Anna Becoming a God in Central Florida will not be coming back for season two on Showtime. I would hope that something else would come in and swoop and pick this up, but who knows? Probably not. It's just unfortunate. Don't Breathe 2 has officially wrapped filming, which I'm very excited to know about, because I didn't even know they were filming this movie, so great to hear that they have wrapped filming. Don't Breathe was an awesome movie, and I can't wait to see the sequel. Patty Jenkins debunks rumors that Wonder Woman 84 is going to go straight to streaming. She says, no, this was never discussed, it's meant for the big screen, and it'll go to the big screen, so there you go on that. So if you keep hearing rumors, don't worry about that. It's not happening. Natalie Portman talking about some plot points for Thor 4, Thor Love and Thunder. I won't read them to you because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But if you want to know what she said, check out the article on our Twitter page, twitter.com/amiontheair, and you can check that out. Sean Bean is Mr. Wilford in the trailer for Snowpiercer Season 2, so get ready for that. Whoopi Goldberg says she wants to get the gang back together for Sister Act 3. Yeah, I don't want that gang back together, but if that's what she wants. Blue Bloods favorite Amy Carlson is set for a CBS return as she's going to be playing a bounty hunter in a new show. Snowpiercer Season 2 has been got a new teaser trailer that just dropped, and the Season 2 premiere is going to be a lot sooner than you think, so get ready for that. The Expanse Season 5 gets a new first teaser trailer, so check that out if you're interested. Donald Trump says that he's not going to participate in a ridiculous virtual debate. He says, I'm not going to waste my time, so we will not have our second round debate, which is very unfortunate because I really wanted to see these two talk again. Moving on, though. Bill Hader and Javon Walton have joined the voice cast for the Addams Family sequel, so good job there. Let's see here. Give me one second. The untitled upcoming David O. Russell project has added John David Washington to the cast, of course, from Tenet. He's joining this new movie from David O. Russell, which is really shaping up to be something cool. So great, great addition here. We have the Season 3 teaser trailer for American Gods, so check that out. I loved American Gods over on Stars, and glad that it's coming back. Lionsgate is delaying the release dates of Fatal and Voyagers to 2021. So there you go. It's two of its upcoming projects being delayed to next year. Netflix has canceled development on the upcoming Magic Order series. So once again, they're, you know, watching things and keeping the wallet a little tighter because of the pandemic, and they have decided to not move along in development on the Magic Order. So I think Friggins was looking forward to this one. I mean, he might be pretty bummed on that note. The Russo brothers produced actioneer Mosul has been acquired by Netflix, so great addition there. Joby Harold is developing a Space Mountain film for Disney Pictures. I'm very excited to tell you guys that the Greg Berlanti Green Lantern series has officially been given a series order over on HBO Max. Yes, we've talked about this before. Yes, we've been telling you it's coming to HBO Max, but I guess it was never really greenlit, but now it is. So HBO Max is officially given a 10-episode series order, and it will be executive produced by Greg Berlanti. So I'm very excited about this. Big Green Lantern fan. Of course, our boys Geeky Pat and even Friggins and Peeps all loving Green Lantern. Looking forward to seeing a show about it for sure. So The upcoming Green Lantern series will depict the adventures of a multitude of Lanterns, including Guy Gardner, Jessica Cruz, Simon Baz, and Alan Scott, Earth's first Green Lantern, who, true to the comics, will be a gay man, and many more. The series will also include fan favorites such as Sinestro and Kilowog, and will also introduce new heroes to the ranks of the Green Lantern Corps. So there you go. It's going to be executive produced by Graham Smith and Guggenheim, with Graham Smith also set as the showrunner. So they're saying that the show will also take place throughout the span of several decades. So I love it. We've been waiting for some new Green Lantern stuff. We knew that the movie they were going to do was the Green Lantern Corps. That's what this show sounds like. I like that it's multiple Lanterns. One thing I don't like, though, is no Hal Jordan mentioned in this. So a little bit of a bummer there, but we'll see how they explain that one. But very excited for this to come to HBO Max. We also have the first trailer for The Stand. That's right, The Stand, based on Stephen King's big book, is getting we just dropped the preview trailer for that, which is coming to CBS All Access in December. We also have the trailer for Come Away, starring Angelina Jolie. It's a new fantasy film that has a November release date at this point. Speaking of Angelina Jolie, her and Christoph Waltz are in talks to star in a new adaptation of Every Note Played. So there you go there. Arthur Ernest Cline reveals Ready Player 2 plot point details. We have the trailer for Horizon Line, starring Allison Williams. So check out that trailer if you're interested. Let's see here. Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous Season 2 gets a new teaser trailer that just dropped, and it has a return date of 2021. Netflix snags Elf on a Shelf for a series of live-action and animated projects, so there you go there. Netflix's Blue Eye Samurai series has cast Maya Erskine and George Takei, so very, very cool there. Congratulations to my boy The Rock, who sets an Instagram record after reaching 200 million followers. It sucks that he passed me by just a little bit to become the most followed man on social media. So I'm a little bummed by that, Dwayne, but I'll get you back on the next go-round. Congratulations to The Rock. Billy Piper's I Hate Susie dramedy is going to stream stateside on HBO Max. Things That Make White People Uncomfortable is getting an anthology series based on the NFL veteran Michael Bennett. It's based on his book, which has also been set at HBO Max. I got to hand it to HBO Max because I feel like they're overtaking even what Netflix has done, right? We used to on this show, I feel like every new show was coming to Netflix. And now I'm starting to see that shift to be HBO Max. So, hey, I like it. You know, competition, baby. That's what it's all about, competition. And hey, speaking of HBO Max, we got another HBO Max thriller coming called Redbird Lane, and Susan Sarandon is set to star in that. So thank you, HBO Max. Hulu revealed Marvel TV's first adult animated comedy series at the New York Comic Con for MODOK. It looks crazy. It was nothing like I expected. Patton Oswalt, this name's going to be batshit crazy, and I am so on board. Okay. What else we got here? Let's keep it rocking and rolling. We already talked. You could check that out. Breaking news as of yesterday is that Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot is going to be reteaming with her director, Patty Jenkins, as they're set to do Cleopatra. That's right. They're going to do a Cleopatra remake for Paramount Pictures. Gal was signed on, and of course, her director from the first two Wonder Woman movies. She's great friends with Patty Jenkins, so Patty signed on in a big bidding war, and they're going to do Cleopatra. So congratulations there. That's awesome. Also, congratulations to Robert De Niro. His new film, The War with Grandpa, has finally dethroned Tenet at the box office. That's right. A new movie finally hit theaters, and it wasn't anything I wanted to see, but I'm glad some people did. And The War with Grandpa is the new number one film at the box office. Ewan McGregor confirms that the Disney Plus Obi-Wan series will begin shooting in March of 2021. A Discovery of Witches is coming for season 2, and you can check out the first full trailer right now. The second season will drop in January 2021. The War of Grandpa, by the way, earned 3.6 million at the box office, toppling Tenet, which grossed 2.1. So, man, the days that we are in, that the number one movie at the box office is a $3 million film. Ugh, it is still scary times out there. It really, really is. Joshua Jackson is set to replace Jamie Dornan in Peacock's new Dr. Death series that they're putting together. We have the new trailer for The Informer starring Joel Kinnaman, which is now going to come out in November on premium VOD. It's going to be skipping theaters, so it looks pretty interesting. Another movie that was supposed to come out that's skipping theaters is Greenland starring Gerard Butler. We finally found out now. We knew it was going to VOD, but now we found out it's going to hit PVOD on December 18th. That's right, December 18th, and then it'll hit HBO and HBO Max later in 2021. We have the trailer for All My Life starring Jessica Roth, so check that out. She's the girl from Happy Death Day. Looks really good. Robert Pattinson back to filming again for the Batman. We got some new set photos. Alp, we have the trailer for Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which is a new musical drama that's coming out. Pennyworth Season 2 is officially coming in December, and we have the first teaser trailer for that as well. Joe Manganiello talks about his original Deathstroke post-credit scene, which he feels will be restored in the Snyder Cut, so I hope so as well. Animaniacs is coming back in November over on Hulu, and they're going to be returning with a parody of Jurassic Park, so very cool there. We got some Mandalorian Season 2 character art that you can check out, including my child, which is so awesome. Disney going to make streaming their primary focus. Of course, right now, the theme parks are shut. They're not making money really anywhere else other than Disney Plus. So they have really shifted the company around to make streaming their priority. So we'll see how that takes a turn over on Disney Plus directly. Ben Kingsley, Mindy Kaling, and Lucy Boynton have joined Doug Liman's new upcoming heist thriller called Lockdown. So great casting there. Love that. Universal Pictures is set to remake Nicole Kidman's spooky haunted house thriller, The Others. So good addition there. Netflix is set to adapt the body image horror short film Selfie into a feature film. Just the picture to this thing looks creepy as hell, so I can't wait for them to adapt that. His Dark Materials is coming in November for Season 2 over on HBO Max. This is a show I need to get caught up on Season 1. I think it looks really good, but I didn't watch Season 1, so I need to check it out for Season 2. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds look to be reteaming for a new comedy called Lost City of D. So there you go. It's a new upcoming action comedy. Hey, I love it. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, great together in The Proposal. I'll take another movie with these two together any day. And lastly, a SpaceX limited series is in the works at, guess what, HBO. That's right, HBO, HBO Max. Get ready for the SpaceX series. So on that note, my friends, man, we have the last couple of weeks really been pushing that hour mark. So that'll do it for me tonight. We have hit that hour mark, and I've gotten you caught up with all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. So once again, let's do some shout outs. Of course, our official webpage is amiontheair.com. Make sure you check it out for all the social links and, of course, all our episodes. And then make sure you download, rate, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite platforms, Podchaser, so forth. Don't forget to check out the new spinoff, Am I on the Air presents Quick Bites. So check that out, Quick Bites. It's available now on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Actually, sorry, not iHeartRadio. I'm so used to saying the same shit all the time. Spotify, Google Podcast, and of course, Red Dragons Radio is what I meant to say. So check that out and subscribe so you don't miss an episode there. Can't wait to put up episode 2 of that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Make sure you follow us on YouTube and Instagram as well. Make sure you follow me on Stardust at simply Don Mega, DONMEGA. Stardust, man, got a bunch of new reviews up on there. It's a 30-second mini video review. I think you're going to love it. Sign up, follow me, I'll follow you back. Okay. And of course, our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. That's reddragonsradio.com, where they stream this show, Am I Still on the Air? And Am I on the Air Quick Bites? So, triple play for your ass right there on Red Dragons Radio, along with a lot of other great podcasts. So, definitely check it out. Okay. And on that note, my friends, follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. That'll do it for me on this Monday, October the 12th. I hope you have enjoyed Season 21, Episode 6, Boner Donor, which, by the way, if you're wondering why I called this episode that, it has to do with her Hubie Halloween with Adam Sandler. There's actually a really funny inside joke that comes out with this. So it was the first thing I thought of, and that's what we're going to roll with. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!